National Radio 1.
Hi, Ricky.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm in Belfast, in Northern Ireland.
Listen, thank you so much for the tape that you sent.
No problem.
It's quite brave of you.
Yeah.
Now, this all started when someone sent in a mixtape. One of their exes sent them in 2001. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I was listening.
And after that, I just asked you to go into your cupboard. You know that little box you've got with loads of stuff in it? Like love letters, mixtapes from ex-boyfriends or girlfriends. Especially if they talk on them, that's what we wanted.
Yeah. Single leather glove.
Yeah. Maybe if they've played you a song on a guitar or something, and they've put it on a tape for you or a CD. Send all that in to Scott Mills, Radio 1, London, W1N, 4DJ. Now, Ricky, this is you on this tape you've sent me, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We've all done it. It's a radio show in your bedroom. Now, how old were you?
I was 12, I'm 18 now.
And what did you record it on?
It was on a Ghetto to 3 Ghetto Blaster.
All right, and did the radio station have a name?
It was Radio 1, actually.
It was Radio 1?
Wow.
You're on with your cousin, aren't you?
Yeah, his name's Colin.
The Ricky and Colin Show on Radio 1.
Yep.
Now, I have to say, the show does start off quite well.
Yeah, and then it fades away.
Well, no, I mean, you and your cousin have quite good kind of chemistry, I think. But for some reason, as you're about to hear, they start doing impressions of Braveheart.
Everybody, that was Gorilla Soulchild, and we're just jigging along with them hit Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, by the way, me and Colin were watching Braveheart last night. Honest to God, he does the best impression of William Wallace you ever seen. Here, he's a bit shy about it, like, but give him some time. Burn it!
So, that was Colin doing his Braveheart impression, yeah?
Yeah.
Burn it!
Now, you then decide that Braveheart is quite a good topic of conversation. So you start a phone-in.
Yeah, so any callers that want to call in about that Braveheart thing, just keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is. Yeah. Oh, by the way, calls are charged at a local rate, and please ask permission from the person who rings the bell if you're under 18.
So that's very professional.
Yeah.
Please get the permission of the person that pays the bill.
Very responsible.
Yeah. Could you do that keep on rolling baby thing for me again? Because that could be like your catchphrase.
Keep on rolling baby.
See, you still got it.
Oh, definitely.
So, I mean, there's a phone in about a film. So it's a bit like Edith's show at the moment.
Well, I was actually thinking, he has a catchphrase and he does impressions and then people phone in about the impressions. I'm thinking it sounds like you doing Mika at the moment.
Now, obviously you'll want to know who is phoning in to this show because it's just Ricky and Colin in their bedroom. So how are they going to get people to phone in? See, they've already thought about this.
And we have some calls here tonight. And here's a caller now. What's your name?
John.
John what?
John Wallace.
John Wallace, right. What was your favourite thing in the film?
I felt I really moved at the end of it when Hamish threw William's sword into the ground.
Oh, very good, very good.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
That was still a better phone call than 90% of people who rang up for your call.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah. Now, who is introducing the Atomic Kitten record? Is that you or Colin?
I think the both of us not speak. I can't remember.
Okay. Well, whoever it is, even at 12, you two know exactly who Atomic Kitten will appeal to. Listen to this.
Oh, you gavin, some minute here. It's Atomic Kitten with one move. You can make me roll again. Here we go.
All you girls and some men out there.
All you girls and some men out there.
Yeah. See, you know your audience. Know your audience. That was Colin, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, now, once again, you know exactly how to introduce Jerry Halliwell as well. Listen to this.
There's a
what?
No.
There's a last song tonight, and we're going away with all the girls tonight, and this is for all the girls, and some men who might like it, is Jerry Halliwell! Tonight, and that will be all. See you tomorrow night!
All the girls and some men who might like it. Who was that? Was that you or Colin?
That was Colin.
Right, okay. But then I noticed that you kind of jump in after he's announced that some girls and some men might like it. And there's no doubt what camp you fall into.
Oh, no.
Can I just say, any men that like that, they're a bit sad. Seeing a woman with a bit of eyes.
Any men like that, they're a bit sad. It's raining, women would be better, thanks, bye.
Yeah, yeah. We don't play it.
Just in case anyone was in any doubt there, Ricky. Listen, thank you so much, Ricky, for sending that in. Any old stuff that you don't want, I want it. Send it to me, Scott Mills. God knows what is hard.